Well, we're going next to Donegal and the death of a 7-year-old girl in a two-vehicle collision. The crash between a car and a van occurred yesterday evening at Glentoher, Carndonagh. Three people, including a 2-year-old girl, were injured and taken to hospital. Our Northwest correspondent Shane O'Corrine is in Donegal. Shane, what more can you tell us about what happened?
Rachel, as you said, shortly before 6:30 yesterday evening, the collision involving the car and the van happened on the R240 at Glentoher, Carndonagh. Now, that road, it's the main thoroughfare between Carndonagh and Quigley's Point. Many people north in Ashore would use that road for travelling to and from their daily work and undertaking their daily excursions as well. So it's quite a busy road. And as you said, a 7-year-old girl died and three other people travelling in the car were seriously injured. A woman in her 20s driving the car, a man in his 30s who is a front seat passenger, and another 2-year-old girl who is a back seat passenger. They were all taken to Alton McAlvin Hospital in Derry for treatment of their injuries. It's understood that two of them have been transferred to the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast for further treatment. The road remains closed for a Garda forensic collision investigation, and local diversions are in place at the moment, Rachel, and Gardaí are appealing for any witnesses to this tragic incident or anyone who may have dash cam footage to come forward and make it available to them.
You've been talking to people in the area, Shane. What have they been saying to you?
Rachel, it's a sense of shock, sadness and immense devastation. Just talking to people, they said the community will provide whatever support they can to those affected by this tragedy. Unfortunately, Inishowen has seen and plenty of tragedies over the years, which has been very difficult on the community here. And talking to people as well, they had a special word of praise for the emergency services and the Gardaí responded to last night's collision. And people are saying they will rally around and provide whatever support they can for this local family. And just that general sentiment that they have, the family and their thoughts and their prayers as well. And it's that same sentiment is rippling through from everybody this morning. It's that unified sense of grief and shock, Rachel.
Shane, many thanks. That was Shane O'Corrine, our Northwest correspondent, reporting from County Donegal.